A call to supervise the banks in the middle, just like the big dogs. I'm David Brancaccio, coming to you from Washington, D.C. today. First, judging from stock index futures, about 2.5 hours before the formal start of trading, investors are taking news of a former president's indictment in stride. At the moment, Dow futures are up 0.3%, S&P futures up 0.2%. Whether or not these criminal charges further polarize politics in America or delay the emergence of a Republican frontrunner in next year's presidential primaries adds several new doses of uncertainty, and investors don't like uncertainty. Here's Eric Gordon, a professor at the University of Michigan's Ross School of Business.
It's more bad news for the financial markets and for the economy, because I think we've had about all the instability, all the shakes we can take. We have gone through COVID. We have gone through the crypto market crashing. We've gone through a stock market which seems to be unstable. Tech companies, which were begging people to come work for them, have laid off tens of thousands of people. Now we have a banking shock, and we're not sure that that's done. You know, we're in this economic car that's hitting one pothole. We think we get the car back under control. Then it hits another pothole, another pothole. At some point, the car is going to crash.
The White House is calling for tighter regulation and oversight of mid-sized banks, and no new laws are necessary, according to the Biden people. Marketplace's Nova Safo is here with more.
Yeah, David, the White House is pointing squarely at the previous administration and efforts to loosen regulations for banks with assets of $100 billion to $250 billion. And the Biden administration wants regulatory agencies to reverse course, to reverse the loosening that happened in the past, and to toughen their oversight of mid-sized banks.
And what would that tougher oversight look like?
Well, several things. The White House wants mid-sized banks to have essentially access to a bigger pot of readily available cash so that they can respond to depositors pulling out their money. Also, annual stress tests to make sure banks with significant assets can withstand things like higher interest rates. The White House pointed out that Silicon Valley Bank, which failed earlier this month, hadn't undergone a stress test for 3 years after growing its assets beyond $100 billion. And the administration also wants mid-sized banks to have so-called living wills, an instruction manual for how a bank can be wound down.
And the banking industry already pushing back?
It definitely is. One bank lobbyist characterized the White House proposals as ready, fire, aim. The industry says these changes could actually hurt the economy by imposing new costs on banks. They also say the changes would be premature. The Fed, after all, is still studying what happened this month. The irony here is that these proposals would affect very few banks, though, David, less than 20. There are thousands of others out there which are much smaller and wouldn't be affected.
All right. Marketplace's Nova Safo, thank you. Amtrak is looking for $3.6 billion from Congress this next year, which will decide if it gets this 50% raise. Marketplace's Henry Epp has that.
Amtrak is feeling bullish this year, says Robert Puentes, head of the advocacy group Eno Center for Transportation.
What they've requested here is more money than Amtrak's ever received.
And that's on top of billions from the infrastructure law that passed 2 years ago. Amtrak has a backlog of issues to fix, but Sean Jeansgale with the Rail Passengers Association hopes the company goes a step farther.
The big issue we have is making sure that this doesn't just go to upgrade existing rail corridors, but to expand the service into new parts of the country.
Amtrak didn't get its full ask last year. Now Republicans control the House, and some conservatives want to phase out federal funding, like David Ditch, a policy analyst at the Heritage Foundation.
Ideally, Congress would recognize that Amtrak as a national proposition makes absolutely no sense.
But Ditch concedes infrastructure funding is pretty popular across party lines these days. I'm Henry Epp for Marketplace.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI?
I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
After decades of telling kids college is the best route to the middle class, America is now running short on skilled tradespeople. Now, this is a particular problem for the Inflation Reduction Act, which aims to bring more electricity into America's fossil fuel-driven economy. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams reports.
The need for workers is particularly acute when it comes to people trained to install the solar panels, heat pumps, and EV chargers the new law encourages. Cheryl Oldham is the Vice President of Education and Workforce Policy for the U.S. Chamber of Commerce.
We've got a lot of work to do if we're going to be able to fill those jobs that are, you know, predicted to be created by the Inflation Reduction Act.
According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, the need for electricians is set to grow at about 7% a year over the next decade, just with the current need, not even including potential IRA projects. Grant Schmelzer is CEO of the trade group Independent Electrical Contractors Chesapeake.
So it's not like we can just snap our fingers and have electricians tomorrow.
At IEC, training starts as early as high school.
Yeah. Just like cut it down more.
Yeah, maybe write it down. Then.
Students come in half days to get a jump start on apprenticeships, learning
how to strip a wire. I learned a lot of things. I did OSHA and CPR training.
Amari Jackson is 18 and wants to eventually learn how to wire an entire house.
Because I want to get into real estate, flipping houses, you know, rent out houses and make like passive income.
But recruiting enough students like Jackson has been challenging for Schmelzer, who says a lot of it has to do with outdated ideas about the trades, that they're relatively low-skilled and low-tech compared to jobs requiring a college degree.
Most supervisors have tablets now out on the job site. We are getting very, very technology-driven, so it looks a lot different than probably some of the folks are familiar with.
Which is part of the sales pitch from him and the companies desperate to hire so they can be ready for the projects coming down the pipeline. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.
Our digital producer is Jarrett Dang. Our engineers are Jessen Dueler and Nick Esposito. In Washington, I'm David Brancaccio, Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.